It's Friday, August 26, 2022. I'm Jay Samuel Deal, and this is The Hidden Node, Dark Days of Podcasting Edition. Today we're visiting the Wired Druid, an NPC designed for sci-fi apocalyptic campaigns. Their hands gently press against the old oak's injury. The places where the bark has been stripped look rotten and worn, wounds that would be ravaging against flesh. The moss-covered machines sighed, letting out a whirling noise from their speakers that was like a mix of trees groaning and a small spinning turbine. The words came next, arcane things, phrased not like language, but like formula. Wire sped from the machine's limb, rippling out in copper waves across the expanse of exposed oaken lignum, and finally releasing the spell in a bright yellow burst. The tree echoed the digital sigh as its bark unfurled, stretched, and enveloped the wound. Wires receded, and the smell of ozone mixed with an odor of wet mud and burnt wood. Satisfied, the machine moved on in search of other tall giants in need of aid. The Wired Druid is a machine built for the protection of the Edens of this world. Gentle, observant, and wise, they are the immortal factotum of the wilds. Servant to wood and fern, protector of furred and feathered, they hold no pure dislike for the modern world, but they sour to those who would disregard the wood's place within it, and scorn those who would harm it. As part machine, they know the world more than just bark and bough. They understand how an artificial dam can help the flow of the waters and clean the springs so both microbial and macro life can coexist. They understand some plants might be cold, but the fire does not consume the entire valley. Choices must be made with care and consideration. They can be drawn to help by those who would aid the natural world. Be it to avert a wrong or offer an improvement, all will be weighed with consideration. Deep down, they also harbor an inner fear of their place in the natural world, and challenging this notion can lead them to doubts and twisting discouragement. As a warden of the forest, they know these paths and can aid others through the woods. As a machine, they understand the complexity of the world and can connect to realms far beyond their own to share data, but they are patient and will not act quickly unless their charge is in danger. In sci-fi apocalyptic tables, they are the Green Ranger, protecting the last remaining grove and trying to restore the emerald to the land. In Aegis of the Legend, they are the Clockwork Tender, sleeping in the rivers to fill their energy for the next day. They protect these lands not just to see them prosper, but that the druids themselves may live. In urban fantasy, they are the Digital Arrival, a spirit of the machine that has possessed various devices through the woods in order to protect them and help them grow. A champion of the wild, a being of two worlds. The Wired Druid knows not what the future holds, only that they intend to keep both of their loves within it. The trees are mighty and are kept whole by titanium hands. The spark of magic in these batteries will keep them protected for eons to come. Mixing genres is something I've always loved to do, and I'll be honest, I mostly blame the cartoons I grew up watching, because so much of 80s cartoons, and I guess really cartoons in general, kind of abstract the line, of sci-fi's hard place in fantasy, fantasy's place in sci-fi. I guess in general, cartoons kind of tend to mix those genres a lot, and that has had a big influence on me in terms of the type of stories I like to tell. Because yes, it is fun to have the hard sci-fi story where everything's really serious and physics works this way and that way, and it's also nice to have the swords and sorcery and, you know, castles and all that and medieval times, and those are fun. But mixing together makes a delicious pudding. And I just like it, and that's what we're gonna make. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music provided by Sirenscape's Train sound set and Sirenscape's Under a Fell Black Sky sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.